There are stars exploding all around us. They burst, flash, and fade. Some leave visions of their spectacular journeys in telescopes. But now we can hear them too. A high school student recently turned supernova data into a piece of music, and KQED science reporter Danielle Venton introduces us to her.
A supernova is basically a star death.
Meet Vanya Agrawal. She was a senior this year at Palo Verdes High School, west of Long Beach.
So when a star reaches the end of its life, it loses all of the matter, collapses within itself, and then explodes in a great, beautiful explosion.
For a science class, she decided to take new data from a project hosted at Caltech's Palomar Observatory called the Zwicky Transient Facility.
The data that they're collecting is some of the best supernova data that we have today. And I thought it would be really interesting to be able to turn something that hasn't really been seen in the public in this type of way into a sonification.
Into this piece of music. Represented in the data is a supernova's redshift caused by light traveling away from Earth and luminosity or brightness.
And I converted each of those things into musical features such as pitch and volume of the note. So I had 8,000 data points that I used, and that translated to 8,000 notes within my composition.
Then the more interpretive, artistic side of the project.
I was able to add modifications in order to make the piece more musical. I added things like rhythms, chords, ambiance, sound effects, and these were all things to make it sound like lo-fi and sci-fi music.
Agrawal's goal was to create a piece of lo-fi or low-fidelity music, something that would be good to meditate or study to, or something that would be at home in a sci-fi movie.
Okay, I can hear Alice Coltrane's harp coming in. This is so funny. Who knew space was so peaceful?
Andrew Gilbert is a Berkeley-based arts and culture journalist who I asked to listen to the composition.
Okay, space has a beat. Space has a little bit of a groove. I like her version of space. You think of space as intimate and vast. That felt kind of intimate and lulling and inviting, conducive to getting into a good headspace.
Agrawal used it herself when she was writing her research paper.
Just for a personal experiment, let me test how this works as lo-fi study music. And it was effective.
It's also been a hit among astronomers and astrophysicists and at science fairs. Agrawal made it all the way from a district to a county to a state to even an international science fair this spring. And she's continuing to collaborate with Zwicky and Caltech.
We're really trying to create a method of sonification that's easy and accessible for anyone of any experience level. And I think this can have a lot of really great applications in getting people more interested in scientific research and feeling a greater connection to research that they might otherwise not have had an interest in.
After this summer, she heads to Washington University in St. Louis, where she plans a dual major in music composition, which she's long had an interest in.
I've been doing like Indian classical dance since I was 4, and I've been studying like different forms of like Indian classical music. I've been in like marching band, jazz band, orchestra.
And astrophysics. She thinks every kid goes through a phase of being amazed by the stars. She was just lucky enough to realize she enjoyed the mathematics of space too. Her future career, she hopes, will combine these two loves. She graduates high school today. On Earth and in headphones, I'm Danielle Venton for the California Report.